So Balak saw that he had paid Og, Melech HaBashan, and Sichon to protect him, and he saw how they were dispatched immediately by the Jewish people. So he decided that he'd try another attack. So why? Because he said, what was Moshe's strong point? So he said his speech, the strong point of the Jews. He says, okay, so then we'll go against the Jews we'll fight fire with fire, I guess, as the expression is. They talk about davening and then crying out to Hashem, so we'll do the same thing. So Balak decided he's going to hire Bilam. So Bilam was a prophet that was equal to Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the Tanhuma. Whether or not that was the case when Bilam began his prophecies or whether he grew into it for the sake of Israel, my opinion is that he grew into it. That when he first started, he was merely a seance type person, a flim-flam man, but he actually, on the merit of Klal Yisrael, he grew into being a greater level of prophecy. But you see the arrogance that he had, and that it says the people of Moab and Midian went to Bilam, and the Midianites, who of course where Moshe grew up, understood Moshe's level of prophecy, and they figured that if Bilam is going to give him any reason whatsoever that he can't accept the job right away, they knew that there'd be no hope in him and no help from him. And they went, it says, they went so you couldn't have any excuses whatsoever. They went already with the black magic stuff, with the whatever they went. So he couldn't say, well, I got to wait, I don't have this, I got to get that. So this way they would know immediately whether or not he would be of use or helpful. So he says, in Bilam, and she said, sleep, spend the night, and I'll figure it out. So the Midianites knew, no help from this guy, he's gone, and they were out of there. So it says, only the people from Moab went there, because they had this desire, this hope, longing that he'd be of assistance to them. And God specifically deceived Bilam, because a person wants to be deceived, you can be deceived. And God says, "Me and Hashem Oel Imach." So right away, Bilam was trying to make a taich. Oh, there are times that God knows what's going on. There are times that God doesn't know what's going on. And I'll use this to confuse him to destroy the Jews. And of course, God says to him, "I'm warning you." Don't go with these people, and don't try to curse these people from where you are, because it's a nation that's full of blessing. And every time we're going to go against what God wants, the exact opposite of what we want is what's going to happen. And Bilam learned this lesson, and for the life of me, I don't know why we don't learn this lesson, and why human beings don't learn this lesson, that if you want to achieve, you want to get the longings of your heart to be answered, the answer to that is by follow what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, because all he wants is what's best for us. And the sooner we realize that, the better off we'll be and the more blessing we'll have. Rabbi Hanan.